The move means the state is still without caps for pain and suffering lawsuits. The Supreme Court struck down Wisconsin's decade-old limits last year, in part because they were set too low. Those caps were adjusted for inflation to about $445,000. The limits rejected by the governor would have been $450,000 for adults and $550,000 for people injured before they turn 18. Milwaukee Democrat Sheldon Wasserman is a doctor, which he says means medical malpractice insurance premiums affect him more than any other lawmaker. He originally voted for these new caps, but he sided with Doyle Thursday. He says that's because this plan was destined for another legal challenge.
Where is it going to go? Right back to the Supreme Court, who made it unconstitutional before.
But West Salem Republican Mike Hibbs said the failed override would drive up insurance premiums for doctors, and that would in turn get passed on to consumers.
You will increase the cost of health care for every individual in the state, and there is no way you can deny it.
Still, Hibbs's Republican colleague who drafted this proposal says he's already working on a plan B. Mequon Assemblyman Kurt Gilo says lawmakers need to send the governor a new malpractice insurance cap that Doyle will sign, even if it has to be higher.
The uncertainty of the current malpractice marketplace is causing the insurance industry to be confused about what's going to happen here. So I believe that it's imperative that we put some cap back in place as soon as possible.
Gilo wouldn't name a hard number, but confirmed that it's in the range of $700,000 to $750,000. There's no telling whether that will fly with Republican leadership. And despite Doyle's pledge to deal with the issue, the governor himself has yet to name a dollar figure that he would support for a new cap on pain and suffering lawsuits. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.